alter the schedule or get guys some Thanksgiving time, anything at all?
Yeah, we moved everything up. We started earlier this morning, and then, you know, we're going to practice here shortly, and then try to get them out of here sometime around 12:30, 1 o'clock.
Are you going to get out of here at 12:30?
Yeah, no, we will not be out of here at 12:30, 1 o'clock. We got a plan for tomorrow. We'll plan for tomorrow's practice. But we got ahead on Tuesday. We stayed late Tuesday to try to game plan the things that we normally game plan on a Thursday. So we're already well ahead in that regard. So we'll plan practice when the players are gone and then make sure we're all set for tomorrow with the scripts and cards and things like that that we need to take care of. And then everybody can get out of here at a good time and have the rest of the day to spend with their families.
Are you able to leave it behind for a couple hours?
Yeah, I will today. There's no doubt about it. Well, I'm sure that's the way everybody is. You know, this is a great day for us. You know, I think we talked about it this morning in the squad meeting that we're fortunate to be practicing and or playing on Thanksgiving Day because it means we're, you know, we're doing something we enjoy doing. And there's a lot of people that I know football is a big deal on Thanksgiving, and we're happy to have one another to celebrate it with. And when we leave, I'm sure everybody will spend the day with their families, as I will.
How did DJ look yesterday?
You know, we weren't in pads, we weren't banging around or anything like that. He's fine in that regard. We were not going to hit this week, you know, coming off the Monday night game. So, you know, hopefully we'll be good to go in terms of clearing all the tests and that stuff, and then we won't have any recurring symptoms.
What is your take on Dawkins? You know, he's taking a little bit of heat after this last game for kind of looking old, but just a couple of weeks ago we were talking about how you couldn't tell how old he was. What's your take on
that's football. You know, I think players are never intend to make a mistake. Players never intend to have a game where you know, they don't play as well. But I think that's just being human. And it doesn't matter if you're old or young. We had young players that played well 2 weeks ago, too, and didn't play well on Monday night. So, you know, everybody looks for an excuse or a reason why a performance could change, you know, in a short time span. But I think the best thing I can say is if you look at our team, that's pretty much what our team has done. You know, we've kind of went up and down. And then, you know, like I said, players do the same thing.
Josh, this might be a little bit of a long question, but I talked to Andre Goodman at length yesterday about kind of what he's gone through this year. And he said the most frustrating thing isn't the nature of the injury itself, but that he had played two straight years, 16 games.
Yeah.
And then kind of the questions start again, you know, even personally for himself of, you know, can you do this moving forward? You know, one of the reasons he wants to get back is to prove that to himself. How hard is it as an organization to gauge that when he's now 32 years old, mm-hmm. and, you know, he did play two straight seasons, but again, and has a history of some injuries?
Yeah.
How do you gauge that?
I think each situation is different with each player, and you have to look at you can use the past, you know, as some kind of a measuring stick for what you may see coming up in the future. But I think there's been plenty of examples both ways where a player has been very healthy through most of his career and all of a sudden hits a patch where he just can't stay healthy. And then there's been other players where they've struggled to maintain their health early and then eventually got to the point where they played a long time. He's a good example of it because he did have some issues prior to last season or prior to 2 years ago. Had a really good season 2 years ago, had a good season for us last year, you know, has hit a couple bumps here in the road in terms of his health this season. But I don't think that you can really say that each situation is going to play out the same. You know, we'll try to use all the information that we can. That's one of the reasons, you know, that I know Andre wants to get out there. We want him to get out there too, you know, because I'm sure, like you said, he wants to prove it to himself. And we're definitely, we know what we have with him as the person and a player, and we want to see him come out there and be successful again, and we haven't lost faith in any player due to an injury. So we're going to maintain that stance, and we'll allow him the time to do that.
Why have you been so confident? Because like all along, he said the same thing, you said the same thing. No need to put him on IR. Why have you been so confident?
Just the time. I mean, I'm not a doctor. I mean, I use the information that they give me. And if they say that he's going to be healthy enough to perform and play and help us in a certain number of games, then we maintain that stance. You know, I certainly don't make those decisions on my own.
As an offensive-minded head coach, what's it like for you when you're planning against a team with a guy like Spagnuolo, who is a defensive guy? I know you guys have gone against each other. Is it more fun for you? Is it a bigger challenge for you, kind of for the week? Or?
Getting ready for Steve's defense is not fun. It's a huge challenge, and I think in that regard, you embrace the opportunity to try to go against somebody who I consider one of, if not the best, one of the very best game planners, strategists, you know, defensive scheme coaches that there are in the league. I have a great deal of respect for him, and we've had some very interesting games in the past, and I would expect Sunday to be no different in that regard. There's always things that you're going to see that you've never seen before. There's always he does a great job of understanding your scheme and then breaking it down on you. So, you know, we've kind of taken the tack that he's got our playbook this week, and we better make sure that we understand that he's going to try to take advantage of the little things that may hurt us from a scheme perspective. But it's exciting. You're never really far from the next question in your mind of what he may do. We're certainly going to practice some things. We've looked back not only this year but in years prior. We've watched both of the games from 07 because, again, he had some success doing some things against our scheme that we may see again. So we're gonna relish the opportunity to try to coach and play against him and his scheme and their defense, and we'll see what happens on Sunday.
Do you watch the Super Bowl again?
I have. It was not.
I thought you said you were going to look at it.
The first one was fun. The second one was not fun. No. Yeah, I think this is a situation where it makes sense to go back there because there's some things that certainly they found to take advantage of, and I think the schemes are still the same. The players are obviously different on both sides of the ball, but the scheme itself is very much the same for them and for us, and you know, just trying to make sure that you cover your bases and don't let something happen two or three times this week that may have hurt us then.
Would you anticipate Sid Quan playing some on defense?
Yeah, I think Sid's practicing at a number of different spots. He'll play in the kicking game for sure. He's practicing in the nickel and the dime. He's practicing at safety and at star. So, I mean, there's in a corner. You know, we always give him some corner reps, but he's right now he's jack of all trades and trying to master some of them. And I love the attitude he has about doing that because he never gives you the feeling like it's too much, which for a young kid and a young player to put that kind of burden on him, you know, it's pretty remarkable.
He'll return kickoff, you
think? No, he won't. He will not return kickoffs. Our kickoff returner will have a different name this week. Could be Eddie Royal. Eddie's, we always kind of gauge Eddie's availability as a returner based on it's a combination of the offensive game plan, how much he's playing, and then kind of dictate, yeah, that dictates whether we would use him on kickoff returns, if we needed to sub him on punt returns. So there's a lot of things that go into Eddie's overall use in the game, and some of that is we take him out on offense to make sure he's fresh for return opportunities sometimes too. So, you know, Eddie will be in the mix for sure.
Richard Quinn, not just in the two tight end sets, but is he rotating in, taking a rep or two from Daniel?
Yeah, he's been he's really kind of worked in now, and we've been playing him more and more the last few weeks. He's also played in the kicking game for us. But he's kind of got his, you know, he's learned from one of the better ones in this league. And I think that's one of the things that we've tried to do is manage Daniel through using Richard. And Dan Gronkowski certainly played his fair share too, certainly. But when we're in a single tight end set, Richard's had some opportunities in there. He's definitely playing in the two and three tight end sets. But we tried to limit some of Daniel's practice reps, which the things that, you know, Richard practices well, we've gone ahead and let him continue to do in the games. So I think that's been very productive for Richard and for Daniel.
Where has he come along?
Whenever you're a rookie, that position is not an easy position to learn, because it's not like playing offensive line where you're a blocker, and it's not like playing receiver where you're a pass catcher. You're basically doing everything. You're run blocking, you're pass protecting, you're running routes, you're reading the coverage, you're having to see the different points in the running game and adjust your course and who you're blocking. So that has always been one of those positions where, at least in my experience, that if you have somebody there that he can learn, a tight end can learn from, it's always better, because there's a lot of little things that go into being productive at that position. I think Richard's just taken his normal course. You know, he played some last year for us, and he's playing more and more now because I think he's more ready to play mentally. Physically, he's always been capable as a blocker, but I think mentally now the game has slowed down for him. He's able to see things differently, and I think that, you know, that's a credit to him and Daniel.
We've seen Eric Decker a lot of special teams, but not too much on offense. With Demaryius's injury, see a guy that you're interested to see kind of what he can do?
Yes. He will, you know, we only have so many. And now, you know, because of the way the rotation was prior to Demaryius's injury, you know, Deck was usually kind of a swing guy and ready to go if we needed him, and played some earlier in the year in the Jet game and a couple others. But I think that, you know, this week he'll certainly factor into the game somewhere on offense. I don't expect us to play an entire game and not have him go in the game offensively and play something for us. So he's learning two spots, and he's going to need to be our next guy in no matter what happens, or if somebody needs a blow, he'll go in the game. He went in the game the other night too. So, you know, to his credit, he's really doesn't have one spot. He's got multiple spots, and it'd be interesting to see if he can, you know, help us and make some impact plays for us.
How's he come along? I mean, since preseason, we saw him in that last preseason game. He looked really good.
Yeah. He's, I think Eric's got a very bright future. I know that his health and his ability to stay out there was kind of similar to Demaryius's in training camp. And then when he had his opportunities, he made the most of them, did a good job of playing multiple spots. He's really done a good job for us in the kicking game. there's not many rookies that you would give the responsibility of being the personal protector on the punt team. We've done that with him. We've also made him a wing on the punt team, which is not an easy position to play. He's on the kickoff team. He's on the kickoff return team. He's learning multiple spots at receiver. So Eric contributes in every way that he possibly can. He's ready to go every day in practice. He gets plenty of reps out there. He does a good job with them. And he hasn't let us down in a game, which is a big thing for a rookie when he's got all that responsibility on his plate. So I think Eric's just going to continue to go up, and we're excited to have him.
One more for Coach?
No more?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.